This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Martyrs Week begins. Tributes paid to martyr Sukrara Sastri today. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Khagaraj Adhikari calls on Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tells Sweden not to expect NATO bid support. Now, the news in detail. Martyr Sukrara Sastri was remembered on the first day of Martyrs Week today. A program was held at the local Pachali of Teku where Sastri attained martyrdom during the then Rana regime for his fight for democracy. The program was organized by the Kathmandu Metropolitan City Office. Martyrs Week is observed from the 10th of Magh to the 16th of Magh in the Nepali month each year in commemoration of all those people who sacrificed their life for the people. Kathmandu Metropolis Mayor Balendra Saha, Deputy Mayor Sunita Dongul, and Metropolis Chief Administrative Officer Basanta Adhikari, among others, laid wreaths at the statue of Sastri on the occasion. Sastri, who was born in Banaras, India in 1950 Vikram Samvat, had completed his primary education in Dehradun, India. After his return to Nepal, Sastri had his involvement in the movement against the tyrannical Rana regime. He was arrested on the charge of speaking against the Rana rule in the people's gathering at local Indrachok on Mangchit 13, 1994 Vikram Samvat. After 3 years, he was executed on Magh 10, 1997 Vikram Samvat by hanging from a tree at Pachali. Dharma Bhakta Mathema, Gangalal Shrestha and Dasarath Chand, the noted fighters for democracy, were executed subsequently on different dates. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province Khagaraj Adhikari called on Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda at his residence at Balwata today. During the meeting, the discussions were held on the expansion of the Gandaki Province government and contemporary political topics. The Chief Minister is preparing to expand the provincial cabinet. Before this, Lumbini Province Chief Amit Sersan called on Prime Minister Dahal today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister's Secretariat said Province Chief Sersan congratulated Dahal, who has started his third stint as the Prime Minister. American Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson has called on Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamizhane today. In the meeting held this morning at the Ministry of Home Affairs, cooperation between Nepal and the United States and the enhancement of mutual interest were discussed. There was a discussion about continuing the support provided by the American government in Nepal's infrastructure development, improving access to education and health, mitigating the effects of climate change, energy development and technology transfer, among others. Along with the Ambassador Thompson, Deputy Head of the Mission, officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the officials of the Ministry of Home Affairs also participated in the meeting. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dhruva Bahadur Pradhan has said that the government is committed to providing justice to the citizens easily. Stating that the construction of a legal state is the main priority, Law Minister Pradhan said that the government is working towards that. Upon reaching his home district, Nawalparasi, Minister Pradhan expressed his commitment to take responsibility above party and opinion. The gold price has hit a new high in the domestic market today. President of the Federation of Nepal Gold and Silver Dealers Association, Manik Ratna Sakya, said the price of hallmark gold is being traded at 106,300 rupees per tola today, increasing by 1,000 rupees per tola as compared to yesterday. Earlier on March 9, 2022, the price of the gold had recorded an all-time high and traded at 105,500 rupees per tola. According to the Federation, the price of work gold has been set at 105,800 rupees per tola today. Federation's President Sakya shared that the price of gold has increased due to the war between Russia and Ukraine and as central banks of different countries started increasing gold stock. The Federation has been demanding 30 to 35 kilograms of gold daily, but it has been getting only 10 kilograms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said Sweden should not expect Turkey to back its NATO membership bid days after a copy of the Quran was burned in Stockholm protest. Sweden applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine, but needs Turkey, already a member, to approve. Kurdish protesters in Sweden hung an effigy of Mr. Erdogan this month, followed by the Quran burning. Erdogan condemned the latest protest carried out by a far-right politician from a Danish party as blasphemy not to be defended by free speech. The Swedish government also criticized the protest. Sweden, along with Finland, applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine, but the recent protests have heightened tensions. Turkey, a majority Muslim country, denounced the Swedish government's decision to allow the protest as completely unacceptable. A gunman killed 7 people before being arrested in California yesterday, just 2 days after a shooting claimed 11 lives at a popular dance hall. The attacks occurred at 2 separate locations in the coastal city of Half Moon Bay, about 50 kilometers south of San Francisco. The attacker was identified as 67-year-old local resident Zhao Chun-Li. The suspect was filmed by news cameras turning himself into the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office about 2 hours after the attack. Investigators have not provided a motive of this attack. Brazil has airlifted 16 starving Yanomami tribal people to receive urgent treatment after the government declared a medical emergency. The indigenous people live in a reserve in Brazil's northern state of Roraima. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has accused his predecessor, far-right Jair Bolsonaro, of committing genocide against the rainforest tribe. The government declared a medical emergency after hundreds of Yanomami children died from malnutrition. The deaths are linked to water pollution caused by mining and logging in the densely forested area where food insecurity is rife. An estimated 28,000 indigenous people live in the Yanomami reserve. They hunt, practice small-scale slash and burn culture, and live in small, scattered and semi-permanent villages. Besides airlifting some of the most seriously ill members of the tribe, Brazilian authorities announced that the health ministry would create a field hospital and send supplies and health professionals to the area. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur in a few places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder is possible in a few places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashim province. At present, the western low pressure system has an influence in the western parts of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 4.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the several Himalayan districts of Karnali province have witnessed snowfall following rainfall. Himalayan districts Humla, Dolpa, Mugu and Jumla have experienced snowfall. Likewise, some parts of Kalikot have also witnessed snowfall. Farmers of the Himalayan district said that the snowfall will be good for crops like barley, wheat, corn, potato and apple. Similarly, the farmers of Kalikot have been elated following the snowfall. The temperature in Simkot of Humla has dropped to 3 degrees Celsius. Locals have said that vehicular movement has also been affected in the district due to the snowfall. With the temperature plummeting following the snowfall, the district administration office has urged the people to be on high alert. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Martyrs Week begins. Tributes paid to Martyr Sukraraj Sastri today. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Khagaraj Adhikari calls on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tells Sweden not to expect NATO bid support. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.